Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Laura Vach, the curator of education at the National World War I Museum and Memorial. Laura, good afternoon to you, and thank you for being with us on 101.9 Chai FM.
Oh, good afternoon. It's a real pleasure to be with you all. Thank you for the invitation.
So, Laura, yesterday was a very important day at the 11th hour of the 11th month. We celebrated the armistice, 102 years. And that was something that was commemorated worldwide. And it just suddenly struck me, why, in your opinion, do you think it's important to be commemorating World War I so many years after it finished?
Oh, such a great question. You know, this is a war that involved all six inhabited continents at this point in time. It's really the foundation of the 20th and the 21st centuries. And on that 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month of 1918, there was an agreement to set down arms on the Western Front, you know, and the war really does continue in other spaces, and we can get to that later on, but that look at being able to put down your arms, being able to slow conflict, and being able to honor that and to recognize that, and then to be able to recognize those actions that came afterward. That's so important, not just in English-speaking nations, but I think in all nations around the world, being able to slow down for just a day. And in much of the world, it's called Armistice Day. In the United States, after World War II, we ended up calling it Veterans Day. And so it's a day that we also recognize those who serve in our armed forces and the courage and the honor and the patriotism and sacrifice that it takes to do that as well.
Can I be devil's advocate, and I don't mean to be disrespectful, but can I just not put it another way and ask you whether this was not perhaps the stupidest war of all time? That if, you know, one can understand the Second World War and fighting fascism, but the reason World War I happened was an alliance system that broke down and millions upon millions and upon millions of young men gave their lives in trenches, and for what?
Wow, I think you could ask that question of so many wars of the, I mean, thousands of history, you know, thousands of years of history. That really is the question to all wars, not just to World War One.
This one took barbarity to a different level. And this one almost set the scene for the Second World War. And, you know, I was imagining this conversation with you in my head last night, thinking probably inappropriate to ask, but imagine they just said no. Imagine those young guys just said, no, I'm not going. What different world we would
right,
have been
and
living.
Right, and imagine, absolutely, imagine if the telegrams between, because so many of those leaders are actually family members at the time, imagine if between those telegrams of Kaiser Wilhelm and Tsar Nicholas, who were in fact cousins. Imagine what would have happened had leaders, not just the individuals, but had the leaders figured out ways to work together better. And that in and of itself is exactly why we need to commemorate this war and why we need to remember it and why we need to have museums and memorials, is to ask very type of question. Because even though we talk about this being this idea that this was the war to end all wars, that really wasn't placed on it until afterwards. That idea of a war to end all wars is not a question for history. It's not a question for the past. A war to end all wars, why wasn't it, is the question for the present. It is the question for the future. What is it that we need to do to forward that cause of peace? At the base of the inscription on the National World War I Museum and Memorial, which is located in Kansas City, Missouri, where it's been since 1926, we've got a great phrase. And the end of it, it says, do all that we can to create a just and lasting peace among ourselves and with all nations. And so I think there is this clarion call with memorials that are around the world. There are hundreds inside the United States. There are some beautiful ones in South Africa. And again, all over the world, that is this clarion call to us right now to reflect on the past, to reflect on those sacrifices, the decisions that got people into war. And certainly, victory doesn't mean peace. So it's also a call to us to take a look at those actions of diplomacy. Where were they successful? Where could we improve? What can we learn from that as well?
Ravacht, I didn't have time for this insert, and yet I so regret not having made hours available for you, because what an incredible discussion that was. Thank you so very much. What a privilege it was to talk to you this afternoon.
It was a delight. Thank you so much for asking about our memorial and museum in Kansas City. Before I end, I must say one of my favorite objects that we have is actually a beautiful South African kilt that is on display in our main gallery, because we really do have this global collection to tell this world story. And so I hope if anyone is listening, you've got the opportunity to join us in person. And if not, join us online at theworldwar.org/online. And you can see that very kilt, which was modified by the user. And you'll be interested, I think, in what he chose to do with it. Thank you so much for letting me be on your airwaves.
No, we're going to have you back. We're going to have you back. We're going to diarize this, and you will be our guest this time next year, and we will talk to you for longer, because you took a subject that was, I thought, such a dead subject, and you made it so unbelievably relevant. So I thank you for that. That thinking about it was probably the wrong word that I used. I probably could have done better, but I'll think about it and I'll come back.